Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not just about the results. It's also the way that these results are happening. Another game, and I don't want to hear about the injury for Dart being an excuse for why they lost this game. This is a horribly coached football team. His decisions, the performance out there, whether it's a bad punter, whether it's bad defensive play, obviously the offense, especially after Dart goes down, all of it. These fourth quarters, how many can we sit here and tolerate where they continue to blow these big leads? Like, I didn't want to hear there was a stat going out there, 0-4, when having a 10-point lead on the road this year. Okay, that's great, but what about the fourth quarter 10-point leads or big leads in the fourth quarter? Enough. I can't yell and scream about it anymore. I know.
I can listen to your tone. I mean, it really is hard to yell. You're right. And listen, I think when you get to a point when we're not sure if a coach is right for a team here, right? The first point of evaluation is, all right, is this the guy who's going to elevate and push forward and eventually get a team to where we want them to get? The answer is obviously no. We're at that point. The record is 20-40-1. So we don't need to scream about that. Why? I think the next level of analysis is, at what point does the presence of somebody just suck the oxygen out of the building and become much more of a detriment than a positive? And that's where I think that we are with Dable. He just the resignation on his face yesterday.
100%.
I feel so badly for the guy. It's almost like I want him to get fired so he doesn't have to get subjected to this anymore, because it's obviously over. He should not be here the rest of the day. He might be. I don't know what they'll do, but he should not be coaching the Giants anymore. It's painfully obvious.
It's over. We've known that for a long time, whether it's saying it a year ago, whether it's saying it a few weeks ago, whether it's saying it repeatedly for the last couple of seasons. Now it is definitive, and I love the way that you said it. It's just doing more harm keeping him around. It's over. Move on. You could see it in the postgame last night. He was defeated. They ask him the same questions, and he's answering the same thing, but basically saying, like, we got to do it. We keep losing. He could say one thing and think another thing, and they could say that they're close. They keep losing. They keep losing the same way. Those leads, and I know the NFL has changed. Like, it's a totally different game now where these things happen all the time. It should not happen with the same team repeatedly. That's four games now that they have no excuse losing those games. I mean, I said this weeks ago, 2-6 can't turn into 2-7, which could quickly turn into 2-8. And now you're looking at the difficult part of the schedule. I'm like, why? Why are we keeping them around? It's over. Move on. For the betterment of your franchise, today they should announce Dable and Shane Bowen are fired. And that at least will start the fumigation process and make people feel better about the Giants.
Yeah, there's a lot of football to go, which means there's a lot of press conferences and there's a lot of practices and there's a lot of film sessions. So, you know, you've got to try to salvage whatever you can salvage here for the younger players and whatever core is going to be around for this team for a long time. I mean the fourth quarter implosions, it's comical at this point. I mean, you know, there's so many things that have gone wrong. But I got to tell you, we look at, like, you know, obviously the defense and their inability to get sacks, and they had Caleb Williams 5 or 6 times in their grasp, yes, and they couldn't get him. I mean, so that's on the defense. That's on Bowen. But you know what? And I understand that Dart was out and Russell Wilson was in. When you're up 20-10 and you're at the 1 and you elect to kick a field goal, what are you doing?
It's a loser.
Go for the touchdown. Yeah,
but go through the process of why he made that decision. That is a losing decision. That is playing conservative. Okay, so why? If you've watched this team, you know why. Because points are hard to come by, especially when you're talking about kicks. He's thinking, now I don't know this, I didn't talk to him, I'm using common sense here and based on what has happened in the past. He's thinking, I just kicked the field goal. We actually made the field goal. The way things have gone in my 4 years, I'll accept the penalty. Will get stuffed, no points, get screwed over somehow, or whatever it may be. You don't want to take the points off the board. That's also something that coaches have been saying for a long time. But that's a loser move. The winner move would say, I'm being aggressive. I'm not playing scared. But he is scared because he knows that he's on thin ice to begin with.
That's what he's saying.
So you make the conservative move, which is to go up 2 scores. We're playing well, which he's right. But it was the scared loser move. Instead of thinking aggressively, we'll go for it. If we don't get it, they're pinned back on the, you know, half-yard line anyway. That would be the winner's move. Hard to make a winner's move when you're playing back on your heels.
And it's okay if you do that. You got Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks out there, and you got a real defense out there. So the defense has not earned that belief, that conviction that they're going to do their job. So that was just that was incredibly... incredibly passive, in my opinion. And then you got a shanked punt. I mean,
it's just
ridiculous, dude. You watch these games. So, obviously, I'm at the Jets game. We'll do a little Jets later, right? So, I'm watching, and I know what's happening because you're getting some giant highlights in the stadium. I'm looking on my phone. So, I knew what happened. And then the Jets game, I left about with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the Jet game, got in the car. I knew the Jets was a wrap. I put the Giants on the fan. I wanted to hear the end of that game. So, I go home, and obviously, now I've got to rewatch the game snap by snap so we can talk about it like we are. And it's 20-10, and there's, I think, 5.5 minutes to go, and Colton and I are watching the game. And now he knows that the Giants lost. I go, dude, look at the score. It's 20-10. They got the ball. There's 5.5 minutes to go, and they lost.
It keeps happening.
Lost again.
It keeps happening. Jeez, it's actually predictable. And I don't want to hear about, well, and I think the announcers might have said this too, or maybe I saw it somewhere on social media, I forget. And you hear, well, once Jackson Dart went down, everything changed. No, obviously we know the importance of Jackson Dart. That's not why they lost that game. It's the coaching decision. It's the kicking. It's the defense. Caleb Williams had Kayvon Thibodeau in a blender all afternoon yesterday. How about Kayvon, you get to the damn quarterback and take him down for once? Good God! All these elite pass rushers chasing, nothing. Now, I know that Gabriel on the Browns is not Caleb Williams, but you look at what Will McDonald did yesterday.
Yeah.
You look at what Jermaine Johnson has done. Now, again, I know Kayvon Thibodeau has had some sacks in his career here, but enough with the big bad Giants getting close, but not close enough. Take the guy down. So it's a culmination of things. Poor decision making, playing conservative, playing scared, playing not to lose, the bad defense, the abysmal kicking. All of it. It adds up to another inexcusable, unexplainable loss in the fourth quarter when you have no... I don't care how bad Dable is or how bad the Giants are. You can't lose that game. And by the way, you look up at the standings, they're the worst team in the league! Again! Again! With all that talent from Shane's brilliant drafts. With Jackson Dart, a shining rookie quarterback. All that stuff. Well, we're supposed to win this year with a veteran veteran quarterback, with a defense that's loaded. They're the worst team in the league outside of the Titans. Again!
I'm telling you, I said a couple of weeks ago, Jets are going to wind up having more wins than the Giants, and I feel that more and more by the week now. I mean, you want to just look at this checklist of ineptitude. Obviously, we just referenced you're up 20-10 here from the one. You kick a field goal, losing mentality for a losing franchise. Then you're up 20-10 with 6 minutes left, 3 and out. Then the defense
gets penalties, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ray McLeod with a stupid penalty. Giants going backwards.
How many
consecutive penalties?
Then the defense gives up a touchdown. It's 20-17. Then they shank a punt. Then the defense gives up another touchdown. During this period, we already talked about this 4, 5, 6 potential sacks. Caleb Williams running wild. Listen, guys, it is a losing franchise. They have forgotten how to win. Their head coach is now playing afraid to try to go for it. And I feel badly saying it, but at this point, I just want Brian Daboll to get the heck out of here so we can walk out of here with a shred of dignity.
It's
just a speck of self-pride.
It's the first step in cleaning up
this
mess. Yes,
I know,
exactly.
I know.
No, we were talking about, I didn't think that they would do anything in season. I didn't think that we'd get to the point where they needed to do something in season. They have to. And if the reports about reacting to the Denver loss, which was, I still can't believe that they lost that game, true about almost being fired when they got off the plane and cooler heads prevailed, okay, fair enough. Well, you're now weeks later. You're 4 weeks removed from that. And they got pounded by the Eagles. They played an awful game last week at home against the Niners. And now on the road in Chicago, they blow another game the way that they blew the Dallas game and the Denver game. It's over. We can't keep doing this week in, week out. Just end it, please, for everybody's sake. Daboll knows it. That was probably the best thing that you, like, we were talking about coming out of it. You could see it on his face in the postgame.
And it's coming through.
He knows it's over, so what are we waiting for?
Well, that's why I'm so disappointed. If you know that it's over, then that's why you got to try to stick it in from 1 yard out.
Yeah,
like, if you're going down, you got to go down swinging. So it is what it is. It's not fun. It's the reality of the situation. While you and I just said what we said, I would imagine just about every single Giant fan is with us. It doesn't matter. I mean, do they fire him today? Do you think that they do?
Well, that...
I don't.
That is a... See...
I don't.
See, now, and we talked about this big picture last week with Shane and Daboll. I'm not sure. I don't have confidence that they're going to do the right thing. And as the minutes go by and Daboll is still employed, I don't think Daboll is going to survive, obviously. When that is, who the hell knows? But the right thing to do would be to do it today. It's not like giving us a pound of flesh. It's the right thing to do for the franchise, for the football team. It's got to change. The players are tired of answering the same damn questions. The head coach is up there as a lame duck. We all know what's going on. We could then forward it to, okay, now Shane's got to go at the end of the year or whatever. Who's taking over? Jackson Dart. We'll get more into Jackson Dart as we come up. But right now, for the betterment of the franchise, BT, the decision needs to be made. They have to let Daboll and Bowen go now. And that would be the right move. No, I don't have faith because I thought it would have happened already.
So did I. We'll get these calls here, obviously. Giant fans, we're going to give you a chance to go to get into this here, obviously. But, I mean, there's a lot of teams that lose. There's not a lot of franchises that feel unhealthy to this extent and toxic now to this extent. It's time. I mean, it's time.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brad starts us off in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, do you understand that those three games, that he put them all together, the odds of us losing those games were 1 in 60,000?
I saw that number.
I did. Yeah, not. That's insane.
I did. Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely insane. If you watch the NFL, any other game you watch, let's just say Houston and Jacksonville, yes, I know nobody was probably watching that game, but there was aggressiveness by D'Amico Ryans. Why Daboll, knowing that he is getting fired, knowing he's getting fired, and Dart getting hurt earlier in the game, and you get to the 1 yard line, why you are not being aggressive and the league is being aggressive? You do not win being conservative, and obviously that's what happened. They lose three games they were supposed to win. By all rights, the Giants should be 5-4 right now, and you should be talking about them going to the playoffs because they do have talent. And it does suck that Jackson Dart got hurt, and that was a horrible hit that he got hurt on. But here we are, same garbage again and again and again. Mara, get off your butt and fire Daboll.
There you go. Thanks for the call there, Brad. I mean... They don't have enough winners in the building. I mean, that's it. They are used to losing now. And I, you know, I don't know that I can't prove this, right? But, like, we all have weaknesses, and whatever your individual weakness is, when it starts to rear its ugly head, or you kind of feel it coming up, you kind of inwardly you have a lot of emotions that you've got to kind of plow through to try to change that narrative. So I say that because you know when this team gets to the fourth quarter, they're not thinking about finishing the job. They're thinking about not collapsing.
Right, how are we not going to blow this one?
Yes.
And that's why after the Denver one, you could understand where that to me was where I drew my line saying, I've seen enough. Not that I would have fired them right there, but deciding that they keep losing the same way, specifically that Cowboys game to the Denver game. And maybe Dable's biggest mistake is being conservative. Me being an old school football fan, I understand that thought process. However, you have to evolve with the way the league is now, and conservative just doesn't cut it anymore. There's conservative and there's just flat out stupid. And that decision to forego the accepting the penalty there and not pin them back, like, what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is the Bears are taking over on their 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. You still have a lead and they have to go the whole way. So you're thinking, well, no, we go up two scores, maybe trying to do some math. And that goes along with how they coach the end of the Cowboys game, how they coach the end of the Broncos game. And it's all added up to losses. By the way, if you factor in, I mean, you want to throw in the Saints, we've done this. It's now four games. But even if they go 3 of those 4 games that they win, it's a totally different story at 5-5, and I think that's where they probably should be. Not great, but not one of the worst teams in the league. 5-5, you're still in play. You can't be coughing up wins like this.
Yeah, no, there's no way. Now, listen, the one thing, and I know nobody wants to really hear this, but this is what I find very interesting in the evaluation of Brian Daboll. Like, there are a lot of times when you're a bad team, and based on their record, not just this year, last couple of years, Giants obviously a bad team, right? But generally, bad teams come out, and they aren't ready to play. Like, you look up, they're down 13-3, couple of turnovers, you know, short 3 and outs, and they're just, they don't present to their fans that they've got a chance to win. The Giants are the exact opposite. And this is, and again, I'm not changing my tune. I would have moved on from Daboll a week or two ago. But the Giants, ironically, are ready to play. They're ready to play these games. So that tells me that at least leading up to during the practice week and the preparation for these games, that they haven't completely checked out, because that they had, and if they had checked out, you wouldn't implode in the fourth quarter. You would implode in the first half, and you'd get your bell rung and doors blown off for 4 full quarters, not one. It's very strange, man. This is just a weird group.
Dom is calling from New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
What's up, boys? Everybody needs to go. This has become a losing mentality organization. It's sad to say, because New York Giants pride and everything, but like you just said, I mean, they play well for 3 quarters, and then they just, the defense folds and collapses. There's not enough ferociousness on that front 7. I've been saying that. I got to say, though, on going up 2010, at the time, I thought it was the right move, because you get points there and knowing the Giants. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't be conservative there. And once again.
Yeah, not in 2025 you can't. That worked in the 80s, especially when you had Lawrence and some of these great teams and Parcells. You got to get points when you can get them. Now, I understand if you're from the 4, that's a little, you could spit across the goal line. Hey, come on.
I think the majority of coaches in today's NFL would have easily accepted the penalty and gone for it. It changes the game. I understand what Dom is saying, and I understand the thought process of taking the points there. However, it is a loser move, and it's made by a guy who's trying not to lose as opposed to trying to win, and it left them open for something like the Bears' comeback to happen. If they go for the jugular there, odds are you're winning that game. You're winning the game. There are 2 things that are in your favor. 1, you could score a touchdown. 2, if you don't score, you're still up a touchdown and they're pinned.
Yeah, and the wind's swirling 20 miles an hour. See, it's a flawed mindset, because if you want to say, and again, you've got to go back to what you guys were thinking in real time. And I'm saying go for the touch. Like, it was a no-brainer. So there are certain situations, maybe, you know, with the wins and with a 2-score lead and in the fourth quarter, if your defense has earned that decision, if anything, you've got to work around what your defense has shown you now for the last couple of months, and you've got to be aggressive.
I will say, to back Daboll in this case, and by the way, this is not just about that decision, it's about that they continue to blow games in ways that they shouldn't. In his defense, Russell Wilson's the quarterback, not Jackson Dart. They don't have Scadaboo. They don't have Neighbors. They're up against it. So from an offensive standpoint, asking Russell Wilson to do something that, you know, you're talking about a backup quarterback who struggled. Now, again, I still think the right play, even under those circumstances, would have been to go for it, because worst case, you pin them back. Who the hell knows what could happen? You get a turnover, a safety, whatever it may be. You get the ball back. Too much good can happen for you. The chance to get the touchdown and the chance that even if you don't, worst case is they're pinned back. So those, to me, just add up to you got to be more aggressive in that spot. However, when you start thinking it through and you start playing scared and worrying about it, you're thinking negatively. Well, what could go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I already just kicked a field goal. Thank God we got that because we've seen how we can't make a field goal when we need it. Also, what could go wrong? Probably not going to get it with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. We don't have any weapons. Can't run the football down there. Like, there's... I can see the negative thought process from Brian Daboll.
There's no doubt. That's why he shouldn't be coaching this team anymore. Once that starts to permeate his thought process, that starts to permeate the room, and they don't think that they can win because their coach indirectly is saying, I don't think enough of you guys, whether he's right or wrong based on the defensive implosions this entire year, and part of him is right, but they feel that. They're like, man, this guy didn't even believe in us to go for a touchdown here. So to me, scared money doesn't make money. There were six or seven things that could go right. There was one thing that could go wrong. What do you think happened?
And you could tell by the way he was quickly dismissing it on the sideline. I could feel his frustration. Be like, I don't even want to be tempted to think about it because we already got the 3 points on the board. Let's just go with a 10-point lead. Obviously, it did not work out. All right, when we come back, let's get into the Jackson Dart aspect of things here. Daboll, the aggressiveness, Dart, his style of play. There's a lot there, obviously, with the significant injury that he suffered in yesterday's loss. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, I didn't project it yesterday at the press conference, but I think he's a fighter. I think he's a scrapper. I think when you get to this position, you know, as a coach or that level, I think you've got such supreme faith in what you could do that you're probably immune to the reality of it. even though a part of you knows it's probably over, I think he's waking up today still fighting, still trying to, you know, get out of this hellhole.
I'm not so sure. I know that he knows it's over, and just knowing that you're a lame duck, that's just a weird situation to be in. Now, we don't need to dive too deep into this, and I do want to get to the Jackson Dart thing, but we do have to say that Mr. Mara's health might be playing a factor in the timeline of these decisions here. So, because the first call called up says, Mr. Mara, get off your ass and fire. Mm-hmm, I'm like, let's just acknowledge that there is something significant going on with his health. We have to do the sports talk part of it. And from a sports talk perspective, fans want the head coach fired. He deserves to be fired based off of their record. But I also don't want to be insensitive to the people who make those decisions and the current health of Mr. Mara. That's a big factor here.
Well said. I mean, there's a lot of things that are complicated, and there's a lot of things that are that we aren't privy to, you know, to the extent of whatever it might be. So yeah, I think that that's the reality of making the situation more complex. And you know, we all know what we would do, but it's not as maybe as black and white as some people would think.
Okay, now for the Jackson Dart aspect of it, this was as predictable as the Giants coughing up big fourth quarter leads, him eventually getting hurt. I'm not going to blame Brian Daboll on it. And the play that he actually got hurt on was not one where you're saying, well, it was just, you know, Dart being foolish. I thought he was smart yesterday with the way that he was running the football. I don't know how Daboll didn't know which play he got hurt on. It was pretty obvious to me, and I went back and watched it multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Because the timeline was weird. I was half paying attention to it in real time because I told you I was at that birthday party.
Oh, here we go.
So I see the fumble and I see the hit, but he's back in the game the next drive. And then all of a sudden they go to break to start the fourth quarter. Russell Wilson comes out or whatever the exact thing was.
That's exactly what happened.
And I'm like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back and watched it over multiple times, then you could see clearly his head hits the ground. And you see he had the ball. When his head hit the ground, he lost control of the ball. So clearly that was the play that caused him to be concussed.
No question. That is the biggest issue for, you know, certainly quarterbacks. But, you know, when you have the ball and, you know, you're getting hit by two or three guys and they've got your arms pinned, you can't stop the fall. And it's really, that's where a lot of the concussions happen, when that head hits the turf, especially a cold, unforgiving soil in Chicago. There's no doubt that's where it happened there. All right, so there's two issues at play. Let's get to the style and the long term, and, you know, whether we blame Daboll for that. But just something else needs to be addressed a little bit more thoroughly here. How the hell was he back on the field? I know that you just referenced this here, but I'm not glossing over that.
Well, whose fault is that?
I mean, I know that there's the independent spotters, obviously. Now, they will see things that might not be very obvious to a coaching staff who are immersed in a game. I mean, you're not staring at every player. Is he woozy? Is he wobbly? Is he stumbling? You're doing your job. So that's why they've got the independent spotters, which I respect, and that's a good concussion protocol checkpoint. But that wasn't the case yesterday. He was down on the ground. He got up very slowly, clearly dazed. No question.
100%.
You knew he had a concussion. And at the very least, to what extent, I don't, but you knew that his bell was rung and his head was spinning. So, turnover, Giants get a stop, Giants come back out for offense, and it's Russell Wilson. I don't know what happened in those 8-9 minutes of real time, but whatever it was, it's not good enough. You know, I don't know what happened there.
And watching back, knowing the result, as we both did, I'm looking to see if there were signs that Dart was obviously having an issue.
When he came back into me. And he threw a pass, and it was pretty good.
He completed the pass.
Short
pass. Like, all right.
Yeah, me too.
And maybe that's what they were thinking. But then Dable's explanation afterward didn't add up.
It didn't add up. And I guess they said where did I see it? That when they started to talk to him, I think maybe somebody realized it. And again, I don't want to color outside the boundaries here, because we don't know a ton. But the way it was presented to an extent was they just didn't think he was fit to play anymore. Well, I'm sorry, but you know, you've got to make that determination a little bit better, a little bit earlier. I mean, the danger with concussions, right? Not everybody knows this, but the problem is, like, when you get one, I don't want to say that it's okay. It's the brain, and the brain, it's irreversible. It's like you rip up your knee. But when you get a second concussion before the first concussion heals, that's where the problems amplify. So I'm not even, you know, necessarily pointing a finger at the Giants doctor or at Dable or at the NFL spotter. What I am saying, really, I'm asking, I don't know how this young man was allowed back in the game. It was very clear. His head smashed against the turf.
Well, that's my thing. With all the replay, how many times and how many ways they could see it, you're telling me that the spotter or nobody can see that when his head hit the ground, he went... He blacked out and lost the football because of it?
Yeah, he was very...
You could see his... That's why he fumbled it. He recovered the ball. It popped up. He grabs it. He has it. He goes down to the ground. His head smashes into the turf.
Yeah.
He no longer possesses the football. And wasn't even trying. You could just see he was kind of laying there lifeless, for lack of a better term, at least for that moment.
Yeah.
Then was allowed to go back out there after that, which doesn't make any sense. Apparently, none of the guys in the locker room or in the huddle picked up on it either initially, so it's probably Dart who's in extreme pain, just like, no, I'm good, or maybe not even 100% there to even say any issue. We've heard of guys playing. Troy Aikman says he played an entire game with concussion.
They said he didn't remember one.
Okay.
They didn't remember that
right.
game.
So it, to me, this is on the spotter for not being like, you know what, he took a vicious hit there. It looked like he kind of, his arms... He just, everything gave out.
Little limp.
Yeah,
little lifeless.
Maybe let's check in. And then obviously they did whenever they got him out of the game. So that is a whole separate issue.
It is.
From his style of play. But that can't happen in today's NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, inexcusable.
No, it really is. That it's not like it was the next play where it was like a no huddle offense and he just jumped back in the huddle and he spat out a play and they ran. Like there was enough of a window to circle back. So somebody messed something up seriously, and eventually we need to know who and why. That's number one. Number two, this notion that the Giant, whether it's Dable, the next coach, Dart himself, is going to reel in the way he plays is some of the dumbest stuff that I've ever heard. The reason why Jackson Dart is a stud is because of his duality as a player, you know, his quick twitch, his fast, you know, A to B speed, and all the other things that he brings to the table. If you try to keep this buck in the stable, guess what? You got an average. You don't have Jackson Dart, that's for sure. So I know it's part of the conversation, and it comes up all the time. These designed runs, he's got more designed runs than anybody in the NFL. They said that a few times on the broadcast. And I get it. I can see why people would react to that. Who did you think you were getting? Dan Marino out of Pitt, who had a rocket but couldn't move an inch? This is how Jackson Dart's always played.
But it's not sustainable. You can't rely on any quarterback in the NFL to run that much.
Well, Lamar Jackson does.
He's not Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson throws the football a lot more now. Also, what I would say is the greatest gift a quarterback possesses is his ability to make plays with his legs on broken down pass plays. I've said that for years after watching Michael Vick, every single play that he made in the NFL when he first started out. The broken down pass plays on third down are the biggest key. In today's NFL, there are a lot more design runs. Clearly, the Giants use the RPO. That is a recipe for disaster. You can't rely upon it. So why are they relying on it so much? A, because it works. B, because they really don't have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to the well way too much on it. I understand what you're saying. This is his skill set, and you're not going to just turn him into a pocket passer who's not going to run the football at all. It's got to be curtailed in a significant way because he just can't play like that. He's going to get himself hurt.
Look, it's a Schlittler or McClain, right? Like when those young players came up, it would have been unacceptably reckless and cavalier to have one of them throw 114 pitches in his first start. You had to get some checkpoints, okay? That's the baseball. That's like the baseball protective bubble for a young pitcher, right? For a young quarterback in the NFL, I just don't know what the checkpoint is. You lose, you know, two chapters of the playbook? I mean, I got to let him play the way he plays. I know he's going to get hurt. I know.
Well, I know. Josh Allen ran early on. You got to throw the football. There's a reason for it. It's kind of cheap what they're doing in that, yeah, you're going to have success with the running quarterback, but eventually you're going to pay for it. And now the Giants are paying for it. And you could argue that it could happen even sooner. We've been talking about him getting hurt for weeks. It's because of the amount that they do it. It's not the design run specifically. It's not late in game in a blowout game. It's that you're doing it so often, it is no way possible to sustain that level of combat for Jackson Dart from a quarterback position to get that level of contact from the defenders. This is not college football. The NFL is bigger, stronger, faster. You can't survive like that.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's a difference. Those off-platform plays that, like, say, Mahomes is great with, right?
Right.
Those third and 12s, those backbreakers, when it's your team, when your team's on defense and, you know, you have good coverage, whatever that defensive coverage might be, but you have everybody locked up and you're like, oh, we got a sack here. And then some, you know, Mahomes or Allen or whomever scoots out of the pocket and he races 15 yards and tiptoes out of bounds, doesn't get hit. First down, chains move. It is so mentally, it's really one of the worst feelings as a football fan because you did everything right and then guy runs for 15 yards. I'm going to grant you this. That is certainly different than designed RPOs where you're running into the teeth of the defense and you got a linebacker and a safety and a corner and their shoulders are square and they're looking to take you out. I do understand that, but it's also what he does best. And if they didn't want that kind of quarterback, they shouldn't have drafted him.
But we don't even know if that's what he does best because we haven't seen him throw the football enough. Now, there are reasons for that. Without Malik Nabers, without Cam Scadabo, you're seeing it a lot more. A running quarterback, the RPO was kind of cheat for a crappy team. Well, we can't do anything else, and this is working, so let's do that. For me, a good running quarterback should be used as a bonus, not abused. And this is being abused. Going to the well with Jackson Dart way too often, it's abusing him. It's a part of his skill set, for sure. Just like Mahomes that you mentioned or Josh Allen, when they need to, they could break the back of a defense. Third down specifically, the RPOs, the way that the Giants have used it, and I'm not blaming Dave, I'm just saying it's circumstance, it's abuse. It is not sustainable. That is a fact. You can keep doing it. You might be able to have some success with it. It is not sustainable.
He's so good, too. He threw one. Was it Theo Johnson? If you were there, maybe you remember if I have the player wrong. No, it may have been Bellinger, actually. There was a throw in the end zone where
Bellinger dropped it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of stripped away. Yep. Good play by the Chicago Bears, obviously. But that ball was so perfectly placed, and Olsen was talking about how you want to throw it when the defender's helmet is kind of turned around. And I mean, you're talking about such a tiny, teeny, weeny window with snow and 20-mile-per-hour gusts, and he's on the run, and he threw it through a keyhole. Like, the crazy thing about all this is that if they build up the roster around him and they keep him healthy, Jackson Dart's going to be one of the best six, seven quarterbacks in the NFL. Might not happen next year, but you give this kid some seasoning, a little more functional weight so he can absorb some hits, a lot more around him. I mean, he can throw, he can run, he's got moxie, the entire locker room loves him, he's afraid of nothing. Like, this kid is the real deal. And I get it, you and I see it a little differently with the RPOs, but I will admit this, the fragility of his long-term, like, NFL existence, it's hanging by a thread. Every time he leaves the pocket, he's getting popped.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Giants, Big Blue, after another big blown fourth quarter lead. Just when will it end here, as for Brian Daboll and Shane Bowen, at the very least for now? Really, we know we've talked about it ad nauseum here as far as the need to clean house when the season's over, but I don't think they can wait that long. We'll get to the Jets coming up in a little bit. WFA and NFL football powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Justin is calling from Toms River. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thank you, as always, for taking my phone call. You know, I agree with both of you guys. You know, BT, you're right. You don't want to handcuff him because he's special at what he does. But at the same time, it's on the player. You know, Jackson Dart's got to be smart. You know, on first and second down, if you're not going to get the first down, you got to protect yourself. You know, he's only like 6'2 and a little over 200 pounds. He's not Cam Newton. He's not Trevor Lawrence, one of these bigger guys. And he's not doing his team any service by him getting himself hurt.
Yeah.
So he's got to be smart, and he's got to protect himself. He's got to get out of bounds. He's got to get down, and he's got to learn how to protect himself when he's going down to the ground.
Yeah, but just hold on, just one sec, buddy. I think that there were other examples this year where I think what you're saying applies more than yesterday.
Yeah, that is fair, BC,
okay.
But I'm just saying, too, it's got to fall on the player. Like, you know, obviously he's a rookie, and he wants to impress his teammates, and he wants to show that, you know, he's a tough guy or whatever. But he's not going to do his team any service.
But Justin, we understand that. He's a young player that's going to learn, to BT's point. That was not the case yesterday. They're abusing him. They are abusing him.
1,000%. That's why Daboll has to go, too. I mean, it doesn't align with the team at this point. By what they're doing, is not in the long-term's best interest of the team at this point. 1,000%.
I don't know, and thank you for the call, Justin. I don't think this is a situation where Dable's abusing Dart because he's just doing whatever he can to save his ass. I don't think that's the case. I don't believe the Giants have any better options on offense than running as much as they do with the RPO with Jackson Dart. Simple. End of story. The issue is that is not sustainable. That, to me, is a separate thing from why they need to fire Brian Daboll. I would move on from Daboll because of the results over the course of 4 years, because of the decision-making, all those different things. That, to me, is separate from the way that he's handled Jackson Dart.
I would probably agree with that. You know, I think that was a fear of mine coming into the season. I'm like, well, if this is the last bullet that you get to fire, do you ride this young man into the ground trying to save your own behind? And I don't really think that that's the case. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, as you believe and some others, maybe you pull it back a little bit. And Jackson Dart's got to take ownership of kind of augmenting how he plays a little bit there. But I don't think it's been like reckless, like week after week after week, where I'm like, wow, Daboll is basically sacrificing the future of the Giants just to save his own behind. I mean, maybe others see it differently. I don't really know, but they are without a lot of weapons, and the problem is now they're without a lot of direction. And you know, this is what I'm saying. There comes a point where the message is no longer received, and it's no longer believable. And that was a beaten up man yesterday at the podium. And I think for the overall health of the franchise, you have to move on. We would do it today. We'll see if they do. It doesn't even matter who you put in charge. It's over, and they have to know that.
Let's prepare ourselves for this doozy. Abe is calling from Rockland. Abe?
Hey, guys. What's doing today?
Hey. What's happening, buddy?
So I just want to clarify, I think, what's going on over here with the Giants. You know, and hear me out. And tell me if this has ever happened. I think that it's pretty clear that Dable has skills in developing a quarterback. We know what he did with Josh Allen. We know we could see what he's doing with Dart. As a head coach, he doesn't have the talent. It's a certain separate skill to be a head coach. Now, saying that, and this might be the reason why John Mara has not fired him yet, is there a way to keep him in the organization to help develop Jackson Dart?
Oh, God.
Or as a quarterback coach?
No.
While bringing in a new head coach? And has that ever happened before in football?
That's a good question. I don't know about the second one. The first one is just, it's not the way you move forward, Abe. You have to, he's got to be out of the building.
Well, think about the relationship he built with Dart. Dart, I think, enjoys playing for him. He's just a bad head coach.
That's a problem.
I think Dart just loves playing football. I don't think that he dislikes Dable, but I don't think that Dable has unlocked this effusive energy like he came in as a shy to himself quarterback, and whatever Dable lit inside of him, that's kind of turned into this rocket ship known as Jackson Dart. Is who he is. This is what he did in high school for his dad. This is what he did for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss for 3 years. And this is what he will do for the next Giants coach.
I mean, he likes him. Come on. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of my Little League coaches like me too. Guess what? I wasn't good at playing baseball. So you can't just say, well, he likes playing for him, but he's not a good head coach. Abe, you know better than that. They're not going to delegate him to now being the offensive coordinator or quarterbacks coach somewhere else. Sure, you can't have that happen. You can't walk around that building or those facilities being the head coach, then being stripped of that because you're not good at that, to walk around in a significantly lesser role. Certainly not immediately.
That's not the first time we've heard that either. I don't know how anybody think that's remotely possible. In what world does that seem like it's a sensible fit? You know, the hard, calloused reality is that when you don't do your job well, they move on from you. And to keep somebody in the building, I mean, just like, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just nonsensical. It's never going to happen. Zero chance.
Brett is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Brett?
I don't know. Good news, bad news. Good news, I thought Theo Johnson had an amazing game yesterday. You know, I was sick of seeing all those drops, so I was pleased to see that. Between him and Bellinger, I think we got a decent tight end duo there.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got to do it consistently because it is maddening when he's dropping these balls, but it's been very inconsistent from Theo Johnson. Potential, yes, but inconsistent.
Agreed. The second, I think the reason our record is so bad is that we just don't do the fundamentals and the little things right. You know, you look at Dexter Lawrence finally gets a sack. Oh, no, it's a flag in the secondary.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter gets a sack. Flag in the secondary. You know, Jermaine and Luminor multiple times. Guy just comes right by him on the side, unblocked, untouched. So I think we have, you know, it's, I don't know if it's more the coaching, more the players. To me, it seems more of the coaching, that the guys just don't do the small things right, and you can't win a game like that.
I think it starts with talent. I just don't think the Giants are as good as some people think. I really don't.
Yeah, but they should be better than what they are.
Yeah, I would say nominally better. You know, a little bit. Maybe you win one of those games, you collapse. Maybe you beat the Commanders if Dart's playing. Yeah, I mean, that's different.
I mean,
how much better?
They coughed up four games.
At least
three of them they had no business losing. I'm not even talking about the Saints, which are one of the worst teams in the league, and they had a 10-point lead in that game where they turned the ball over five times. I'll give you that. Hey, that's a loss. It happens in the NFL. The other game's inexcusable. That game, you got to win 99 out of 100 times, that Bears game yesterday. The Broncos, you got to win that, you know, 999,000 out of a million times, whatever it may be. Cowboys, same thing. Like, those losses are inexcusable, and the call's right. The penalties, consecutive penalties on the offensive line, they're going backwards. That can't happen. The defensive issues, the penalties, all of it. It's the bad decision-making, all of it. It's a culmination of things that, yet again, has them at 2-8 through 10 games. That is just not acceptable.
It's not, but I'm just in the mindset when you lose, you know, over and over and over, even though they have some players that do have reputations and, you know, making big bucks and, you know, supposed to be doing more on defense for sure, but I just think that you lose because there's so many deficiencies. There really are. Like, it's whether it's penalties or whether it's drops or whether it's fumbles or whether it's kicking, whether it's a punt now or a kick or whatever it might be, the defense have given up massive leads. I think the thing that's very frustrating, though, like if I told you coming into the year, hey, Giant fans, by the way, we're going to be here just about middle of November. Commander's going to be 3-7.
Yeah, I know.
You feel pretty good about yourself, right? Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, by the way, Dallas is going to be 3-5. Like, there was a window. Oh, yeah, the Niners, they've been besieged by injuries. You know, same with the Panthers are 5-5. They're in it, quote unquote. At least you would say, man, based on the circumstances that I just heard, the Giants should have a fairly meaningful season. Instead, they're picking top three or top four again.
I think you bring up a great point. It's why I was saying after the Chargers win or even the Eagles win, after they won those two out of three with Jackson Dart taking over, you could look at it and make a legit case for the division. Now, the Eagles are a different story, but at the time, the Giants beat the Eagles once. Think about this. If the Giants would have won that Broncos game, played better against the Niners and Bears, and again, that's even with the Cowboys loss, with the Saints loss in there, but those are games that we expected them to compete and potentially, they should have won the Bronco game, should have won the Bear game, and they could have easily won the Niners game had they were playing the way that they played, you know, prior. Now, again, I'm not just throwing wins. I know you could say, well, they could have lost this game and that game, but there was a path for, at the very least, they could have four wins, two more wins. That would have them in second place in the division, even if they were 4-6 right now.
Yeah, I mean, if even to get to that four-win threshold, now you're in the territory of the Vikings, who are 4-5, and the Panthers, as I said, 5-5. But
still wouldn't have been good enough, but you see the point. It would have been good enough to be better than two of the teams in your division.
Yeah, but now I hear you, just based on the sheer numbers, even though we're applying it loosely because they don't really deserve that. But I got you. When you cough up leads there, it's not ridiculous to say that they should have one or two more. But then I also kind of feel like, well, yeah, when they beat two good teams, which they did in the Eagles and the Chargers. Chargers, by the way, have now won three straight. Yep. They got seven wins, so they're a little bit better than we thought, maybe. But I think that that's more like Giants got a little lucky. And I know that that's almost unfair because when you win a game, you beat a good team, I don't like to just make the basis of that success about luck. That really is unfair. But when it's undone by so many myriad meltdowns, I almost have to look at it as nothing but luck, especially when it's year 3, 2-7, 2-7, 2-8. This is who they are.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.